أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. In the previous ayats we read of the debate that took place in the parliament of Fir'aun, where Fir'aun was determined to kill, to execute Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Rajulun Mu'min, a person whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed with Iman, how he defended Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and how he gave them da'wat, in which there are great lessons for us that we should also how to give da'wat to people and call them towards Allah Ta'ala. The most effective way is what the Quran Sharif will record for us, and the Quran has recorded how this person had given da'wat and how he had defended Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In there is one more lesson also. Many times we get caught up in situations in social gatherings where, for example, people attack the Tabligh Jamaat or they attack the Ulama or the Darul Ulooms or the Khanqa. There is a lesson for us. We must stand up and defend at that time. Wherever such wrong situations come and people speak against any matters of deen, then we shouldn't be afraid, but we should in a suitable way, as this person, we should stand up in that, even if we are just one person. Yeah, this Rajulu Mu'min, this Mu'min person, he was alone in the whole parliament of Fir'aun. And how, what a tyrant ruler Fir'aun was, but he was not afraid and he defended Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And how, say, particularly Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu defended Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in different situations and occasions. In the same way, where we find any aspect of deen being attacked, we shouldn't shy away. Many of us say, I didn't want to cause a problem. And we just said, the least we can do, if we can't speak, we don't have that guts, then we should get up and leave that gathering. We shouldn't keep on sitting and listening. We are accessories to that same crime if we are sitting and listening to all that abuse and attack of the matters of deen. So further now, Allah Ta'ala explains what the punishment of this people will be in the year after, which this Rajulul Mu'min had warned them about. An-naru yu'radhuna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiya. Wo aag hai ke dikhla dete hai unko subah aur sham. And in this also, Allah Ta'ala has addressed the question about life in the qabr and the life of the year after. So Allah Ta'ala says, in the qabr, the fire of Jahannam will be presented to them mornings and evenings, that this is your final abode where you are going to. And this is also a great adab in itself. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ وَرْجِسْنِنْ قَائِمْ هُوْغِ قِيَامَةً. And after the life of the qabr, which is known as barzakh, the intermediary life between this dunya and the real life of the akhirat, is the life of the qabr. So when the day of qiyamah will come, adkhilu al fir'auna ashadd al adab. Hukam hoga dakhil karo fir'aun walo ko sakht se sakht azab mein. Command will be given that enter the people of Fir'aun into the worst and most severe type of punishment. In other words, the punishment will start in the qabr, which will be much lighter compared to the day of Qiyamah. And the punishment of the day of Qiyamah will be much lighter than the punishment of Jahannam. So all the time, gradually a person will be going, who was disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, who did not believe, he will be going in a more and more severe punishment. وَإِذْ يَتَحَاجُّونَ فِي النَّارِ. And Allah depicts one scene of the very many scenes of Jahannam. Or jab aapas mein jhagrenge aag ke. And when these people will start disputing and arguing amongst themselves in the fire of Jahannam, which is a common thing when something goes wrong, whether it is in the house, in the business, then people start attacking one another. You didn't see to this. You did not close the door. You did not put the switch off. You did not lock this. All one another they start accusing. So this will happen in Jahannam also. فَيَقُولُ الضُعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا پھر کہیں گے کمزور غرور کرنے والوں کو. The people who are the followers, who are the weak people, the ordinary public and laymen, they will say to those people who are proud and haughty, they will say to their leaders, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا ہم تھے تمہارے تابع. We were following you, whatever you told us. You are our leaders. Wherever the leaders are, whether they are the parents, whether they are the leaders in the community, whether they are the leaders in religion, whatever, whoever the senior people are, the lower people will address them and say them that we followed you and see where you landed us today. You landed us right in the fire of Jahannam. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نَصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ پھر کچھ تم ہم پر سے اٹھا لوگے حصہ آگ کا. Will you remove some punishment that is upon us, this punishment of Jahannam? Will you be able to make it lighter? We followed you for success and see where you landed us. Now help us out, save us from this problem which we have found ourselves in. قال الذين استكبروا کہیں گے جو غرور کرتے تھے. This proud and haughty people, the leaders, they in reply will say, inna kullun fiha, ہم سب ہی پرے ہوئے ہیں اس میں. We are all in this fire. Where can I help you? I'm also suffering. We are also suffering in this fire of Jahannam. We've got no chance that we can help you in any way. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَكَمَ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ بے شک اللہ فیصلہ کر چکا بندوں میں. Undoubtedly Allah has made His clear decisions and He has given His judgment between people, and as we mentioned in other places, every person will be convinced that the judgment was 100% correct. They will never ever feel that the judgment made in my right, I don't deserve this judgment. They say this is what we deserve and this is where we have landed ourselves. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ اور کہیں گے جو لوگ پرے ہیں آگ میں دوزخ کے داروغوں کو. And then the people who are here, the inmates of Jahannam, they will say to the guards of Jahannam, ادعو ربکم مانگو اپنے رب سے. Please request Allah Ta'ala, put a plea of ours in front of Allah. يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب کہ ہم پر ہلکا کر دے ایک دن تھوڑا عذاب. That for just one day Allah must relieve us and make this azab a little bit less, just somehow that we can have some respite and we cannot take this azab anymore, that Allah just makes it a little less, even just for one day. قالوا اولم تكن تأتيكم رسلكم بالبينات وہ بولے کیا نہ آتے تھے تمہارے پاس تمہارے رسول کھلی نشانیاں لے کر. Those guards will ask them, did not the messengers of Allah come to you with the clear signs and the credentials, the proof that they are from Allah Ta'ala, the miracles Allah had blessed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? قالوا بلا کہیں گے کیوں نہیں. They will say, yes, definitely, the Rasuls did come and they left no stone unturned to convince us and to explain to us. And since after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Rasul will come. So Allah Ta'ala has sent the whole line of ulama, and today we have the work of tabligh and da'wah, where we are being reminded all the time. They come door to door, they come shop to shop, wherever we are, and we are being reminded a person has got no excuse. So he shouldn't turn a deaf ear to these calls of Allah Ta'ala and should not be indifferent to them. Then they will say, قَالُوا فَدْعُوا بُولَي پھر پُكَارُوا. Now go on requesting. Too late now. You had the chance in the world to respond and to accept the call of Allah Ta'ala. You did not. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ اور کچھ نہیں کافروں کا پکارنا مگر بھٹکنا. But all this calling of the kafirs, of the non-believers, it will be nothing but just useless and vain. It's not going to have any effect. Yeah, in this world, if a person makes tawbah and cries, and a teardrop comes out to the head of the extent of the teardrop like the head of a fly, it will put off all the fire of Jahannam for him. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will cry till his tears get finished. Pus will come out, it will get finished. Blood will come out, it will get finished, but it won't move the mercy of Allah there. Here is the time that a person changes, repents, corrects his life, and responds to the call of Allah Ta'ala, then only goodness his feet will kiss at every step in his life. So here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained to us the scenes of the qabr, the day of Qiyamah and Jahannam, and it is all for us to take a lesson and save ourselves from these terrible conditions.